Let us start from Maaseh Sheni v'Hekdesh Niftu. Says in the Mishnah that if a person was paid the Maaseh Sheni and Hekdesh, so the halacha is that he's Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah with it. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, if you were paid the, so what is the Chiddush? And with the Gemara Hoche b'Maaseh Shenosan Asakeren b'Leinosan Asachoymesh. He did not make a complete pidgin. He gave the Keren, he did not give the Chaymesh. Kamash Malon, the Ein Chaymesh Ma'akiv. The Chaymesh is not Ma'akiv. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little about the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Rambam Perik Hei Mehilchas Maaseh Sheni Halacha Yud Beis says, Af al pi she'ein ha'chaymish ma'akev, v'arei nishalil, lo yoichal ad she'yitein chaymish. The halacha is he's not allowed to eat it. G'zeire shema yivsha v'lo yitein. If he'll be allowed to eat it, so finish it. Nishalil, and he'll forget about it. So, midarabonon, one is not allowed to eat it. Lo yoichal ad she'yitein chaymish. Af al pi kein, the Mishnah is telling us, even though midrabbonon, there's an issur on him not to eat it, but this is not similar to tevel derabbonon. This is a psalayoichal ad sheyitein. This issur al kaponim is in no way ma'akev the mitzvah of achilas matzah. V'kahanim b'chale u'betrume. Kahanim ayoitze b'chale betrume. In fact, the Gemara pshite. Now what's wrong with that? This is the Kahanim allowed to eat challah trume, so what should be wrong with that? So the Gemara answers pshite mal de teime matze shove lechol odom beinom nida matze hashove lechol odom kamash melon matze is riba that you don't need a matze hashove lechol odom. Now the Sfasemis and Daf Lamed Vov asks, what would be the havamini need matzah shovel lechol odom? But there was a havamini, and I need a special ribui, matzah is riba. Perhaps the havamini would have been, Rashi in the Mishnah said, the kahanim b'chala u'betrume, avul Yisrael b'trume loy. A Yisrael is not yoitze with trume, and Rashi brings the drosha that we'll have later, that the Torah said one is only Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah with such a matzah that if it would be chometz, the only iser on it would be the iser chometz. But if there would be on it another Isser also, besides the Isser Chometz, it would be on it another Isser also, so then one is not Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah with this Matzah. So the Emerson, this is a Droshe that passels the Matzah. That means the Matzah, it's a passel of Matzah. It's a Matzah because there's one of the Tnoyim of Hechsha Matzah is, that you have to have a matzah, that if it would have been chometz, the only iser on it would be the iser chometz. So this is a posel of matzah. Now, we have trume. So trume is a unique matzah. For kahanim, it's a kosher matzah, because there's no iser on it. But for roiv ha'olam, it's a posel of matzah. So memeila, I would think you need a matzah shovel lechol odom. That means if there is a psul in the matzah, I would think you don't differentiate. If it's already posel for Reuven, it should be posel for Shimon also. That would be the havamina. You need matzah shovel lechol odom. Since it's a psul in the matzah, I would think since it's posel for Reiv Yisrael, so it's a posel of matzah, so for Kain it's also posel. So we need to have a special ribui. Matzah is ribui. No, for him it is posel, and for him it is kosher. Even though the psul is a psul in the matzah, not in the gavra that's eating it. It's a posel of matzah taka for Yisrael. Avoloi betevel, frek the gemara pshite, inayayta with tevel, so the one says, leitzriche betevel tovel midarabonon, we speak about a darabonon dike tevel, shezorei ba'otzet she'ein einokov. He planted it ba'otzit she'ein le'nokov. The halacha is that in order to be chayev betrumas ha-maisres, you need yoytzei ha-sode, something that's growing in the sode, and the karkoi sa'ilom. We have an otzich she'enoi noku, so it's not yoytzei ha-sode, so it is, there's no dinei trumas ha-maisres on it min ha-toyre. Midarabonon, there is a din of trumas ha-maisres, And if he wasn't mavrish trumas ha-maisres, so you're not yoytze with it, it's a tevel darabona. Let us see again the Rashi. Tovel mi darabona, ba'afilo hochi mitzvah bo ba'avere, hi choshiv lo. Even though it's only tevel mi darabona, so it's still a mitzvah bo ba'avere. Avere darabona also makes that he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. V'loidomi lidmai, Dmai is also osel mi darabonon to eat vafal piker v'yoytze. Uchadamorim, dahosam ashkichen beyateire lechatchile. There it is possible to eat it lechatchile if it be mafkiris nechosim. Ilkechoche b'di evid nofik. So therefore, b'di evid is yoytze, since it's possible for him to eat it lechatchile. So we explained yesterday, Pshat and Rashi is that the gather of mitzvah bo ba'avere is that the schefet, a little bimamtik, Rab Reuven wants to say in the Chedushim HaMesechta Sukkah that the gather of mitzvah bo ba'avere is a psul in the chefze. That means a chefet, that it is impossible to be mekayim a mitzvah with this chayfetz without doing an avere, so that chayfetz is posel le mitzvah. That chayfetz is posel le mitzvah. A chayfetz that you can't do the mitzvah with it without being over an avere. So that chayfetz is posel le mitzvah. So memele, so then we'll understand Rashi beautifully. The chayfetz of Dmai is possible to be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with it. Just be mafka yonachosim, and you can be mekayim mitzvahs matzahs. You can't say it's a posel lechayvitz. You don't want to be mafka yonachosim. So that's your problem. But al kaponim, it is not a psul in the chayvitz. The chayvitz is mitzadatzmoi kosher lemitzvah be'etzim. So memele, so therefore, so it's kosher lemitzvah. It's a chavitz that you cannot be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with it without being oivan avera. Such a chavitz is posel a mitzvah. The mekayir that mitzvah bab avera is a psul in the chavitz, I once heard from Rabban Zechayna Lebroche, the Gemara in Sukkah says, how do we know the that is such in your mitzvah bab avera? So it says, Vaivesim es a gozul ve es a piseach. So the Gemara says, gozul dumye de piseach. Piseach is a balmum. A balmum is posel akrove. So the Gemara says, a gozul is also posel akrove. So Rabban Zuchayn Lebocha said, so we see that a lulav ha gozul, a kolben ha gozul, the posik is medamet to a mum in the chayfet, just like a piseach. A animal that limps is a balas mum, and it's posel akrove. So a behema gozel is also posel akrove. The gather of mitzvah babavere is a psul in the chayfetz. And who adin, if you cannot do the mitzvah without being oivan avere, it's also psul in the chayfetz. So memele, so Rashi is saying, but by dmai, you could be mekayim the mitzvah with the dmai without being oivan any avere. The loy be meiser rishin shaloi nitra trumosai. So the Gemara, before we had meiser rishin shal nitra trumosai, means that they took off trumas meiser. The Gemara held now, the loy be meiser rishin shaloi nitra trumosai, they did not take off trumas meiser. Like the Gemara pshite, if you didn't take off trumas meiser, so this meiser rishin is tabu. So, versteht sich, you won't be mekayim mitzvahs matzah. So the Gemara says, no, the Trumosai does not mean over here Trumas Maisa, it means Truma Gdoila. Loitzriche Shehigdimoi Bekri. It's speaking about that they were Mafrish Maisa Rishin after Gmar Meloche. So after Gmar Meloche, they were Mafrish Maisa Rishin. So Mal, the time of Kedomale Rapopo Labaye. Just like Rapopo Esta Baye, just like by Higdimoi Beshibolim, just like if they were Mafrish Maisa Rishin, before Truma Gdoila, before Gmar Meloche, the Aloche is through that he was able to evade the hafrosh of Truma Gedoyla. So who had been after Gemal Meloche, he should also be able to evade Truma Gedoyla by, since he was Mafresh Maiser Rishon before. Kamash Malon Kedishoni lay that there's a difference. The difference if the Hafroshes HaMaisa was before it became Tobol Truma, and that's before Gemal Meloche, or after Gemal Meloche, since it's Tobol Truma, so then the Hafroshes of Maisa cannot evade that one can get away without being Mafresh Truma Gedoyla. V'loi b'maisa sheini v'hegdesh sheloi niftu. One is not yoitza with maisa sheini and hegdesh that you won't pay it. Frek the gemore pshite. It's poshit. So it's also, you know, Latin, speaking about maisa sheini chutzel v'shalayim. We're speaking about hegdesh. It's poshit. You're not allowed to eat it. So why do you need it? Why does the Mishnah have to be mefaret each case bazunda? So the Gemara says, loilam de niftu. It's really speaking about that they were poide. Umay loy niftu, shaloy niftu kil choson. It was not halachically nifte. Maiser sheini, shepodoy al gabasimoim. The maiser sheini, the pigeon was, with a slug. And he drachmonom vitzarto hakesef, dobo sheyesh loy tzura. That the pigeon maiser sheini has to be either kesef, kesef that has a tzure. V'hegdish shechilaloi al gabi kalke. And hegdish is speaking about that he was mechalol the hegdish through kalke. V'rachmon na'omar v'nosan ha'kesef v'komloi. That the pidyon has to be through a dover ha'metaltol and not through kalke. There's a ha'ore that Rabbi Chonon asks, by Hegdish, besides the Aveire Sheboi, that means you're not allowed to eat Hegdish, there's also a different problem by Hegdish. We'll learn later that Lemaise, by the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, you need Matzaschem. It has to belong to you. If one eats Matzah that does not belong to him, he wasn't the kind of mitzvah Matzah. It has to be Shaloi, just like by Lekiches Talad Minim you need Shaloi, so by Matzah you also need Shaloi. This is a different limud, but Al Kaponim, Matzah has to be Shaloi. Matzah Gozel, you're not Yoitze, because it's not Shaloi. So Rabbi Chonon asks, by Hegdish you have this problem also. Besides the Isser of Hegdish, Hegdish is not Shaloi, it belongs to Hegdish. So why did the Mishnah put in Hegdish with all the other Matzahs Asurais? All the other matzais, asurais, or be'etzim it's shaloi, but there's a chesorim, it's also, we'll see later, there's a drosha, a matzah, there's an isser on it, you're not yoitza with it. So good, so the Mishnah, so the Mishnah speaks out the isurim. But Rabbi Chonon asks, but by Hegdish, there's a poshete, you can't be yoitza with Hegdish, it doesn't belong to you. Dal the isser meyach, as effect Rabbi Chonon. I think, this would be a beautiful raya to a yesoid that the Rogatchev Goin says. It's debatable. I found the Shagasaya is chaylik on the Rogatchev, but I'll kapon him. Let us just say what the Rogatchev says. The Rogatchev Goin says that there's a miut in Pidyon Hegdish that you have to be paid with a dover hametalpo. Now, in Pidyon Hegdish, before the Pidyon, there are two inyonim. Number one, it belongs to Hegdish. Number two, there's Isurei Hegdish on it. The pidyon, a kosher pidyon, solves both problems. Through the pidyon, there's a chayshim mishpatika transaction. I'm purchasing it back from Hegdish. And there's also a yiradeyadike chalois, that the kedusha that was on what I was paid there is nitfas now on the money, and it becomes chulun. So when you're paid there, Hegdish, there are two, there's a chalois and chayshim mishpat, becomes mine, and also the Isser Hegdish falls off, and it's nitfas on the money. So the Rogatchev Goin says that what the Kalka was Nismayit, that's only in Yeredeye. In Yeredeye, that means the Isurei Hegdish remain. It cannot be mechalal the Yisuchei Hegdash. But in Choshen Mishpat, the Choshen Mishpat take a transaction. He says, if you give money to Hegdash, it's kalka, get what's came on what's is. But in Choshen Mishpat, it belongs to you. That's what the Rogan Shavu Goyen says. So Memela, so the Gemara is beautiful. So Fakert, so the Gemara is telling us, and it would be also Meduyik, La'oilam de Nivdu. So that means there was a pidyon. There was it, something was accomplished through the pidyon. It became his, but there's still a kedusha on it. There's still a nisar on it. So fakel. So therefore, the Mishnah is reckoning ois hegdish with all other matzahs which are shaloi, but he's not yaitze because of the isar shaboy. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'loi b'maisa rishin shloi nitla trumosoi, kosal kadaitach b'trumas maisa koma. But he didn't take off trumas maisa, because porich pshite, so it's tevil. Lo yitzrich reshegdime b'kri, v'ay trumosoi diktoni trume gdoile. He did not take off trume gdoile, da v'chozi la frushi minei mikore koma. That since it was after Gemar Melochis, it was a very roi to be mafrish trume gdoile. That what? That you should say that Igdimoi, the Levi was Magdim, that this halacha should also be applicable, afilu, Igdimoi Bekri. And we said, no, we have another posik that the Mikol Matne Sechem Trimus, Kol Trimus Hashem, that here it won't help. Yeah, that even after Gemar Melocha, he has to be Mafresh Trum Gdoilo. Asimain Mo Beloi Tzure, this is a slug. Nosen ha-kesef ha-komloi be-magdish sodeksi ve-yosef chamishis kesef el-kelche. Zog toisve, shechilel al-gabi kalket, rachmon na-omar ve-nosen ha-kesef. So the Gemara brings this posik to tell us that one has to be, that kalk is no good, you need kesef. Tame it. Frek toisve is, e-kesef mashmalei davke, if kesef means takke money, Nimit Shavu Kesef. So then let's be Mamayit Shavu Kesef also. So not Davke Karka. If he was paid with Metalton, that also shouldn't be good. V'yalef mi Yoshiv the Shavu Kesef ki Kesef. And if we learn out from Yoshiv, there's a Ribi of Yoshiv by Tashlum and Nizokin. It says Yoshiv, or by Evet, Kesef Yoshiv Lebol of the Rabbi Shavu Kesef ki Kesef. So afilu kalkanami. So how do you draw the line that metalkalim is good for pidyon hegdish and kalka is not good? Benir l'ridi afinen bechlal uprat echlal. V'yosef chamishi soi klal kesef prat v'hoi eloi choza v'koilu. Ma prat mefeirish dava metalto v'gufay momen yotzu kakois v'avodem mishtoris. So lamaisa this is a drosha v'klal prat v'klal samemelu v'mar v'shal metaltolim because it's dumye de prat and v'mamayit shtoris v'avodem in kakois because it's not dumye de prat. Chemuchach b'perik yesh p'choyer that is a miyut of a klal prat v'klal. This nan we learned in the Mishnah in Poidin, one is not permitted to make pidyon aben loy ba'avodim, v'loy b'shtoris, v'loy b'kakois. V'loy b'hekdeshes. The Meforish Hosn b'gmar, and the Gemar explains over there, v'loy hekdeshes b'chol elu. You cannot be paid the hekdesh also with avodim shtoris v'kakois. U'b'chir yalef hosn b'chlal l'prat v'klal. Enam yesh l'forish hekdeshes. So Memela, the same thing, so that's why the Tanda puts them together. Just like we have a klal prat v'klal, which we are mamayit karke from Pidyon Aben, we're mamayit karke from Pidyon Hekdesh. Miu teime, mai mi boile beperik hazo, choy mishmashi ischalo gabi karke. Why does the Gemara klaus a shaylem perik hazo, if you could, the choy mish could be with karke, v'iker amiyut b'choy mish ksiv, v'yof sav chamishis kesef elkecho. So the miyut, the klal prat klal, says by the chaimish. So the Taisvus HaRosh in Sechtes Bob Metzia wants to emphasize Taisvus Kashe. He says as follows, that Pshat and Posek is V'yosaf Chamishis, the Chamish is the Klal, the Kesef is the Prat. So Pshat and Posek is V'yosaf Chamishis, you should be Moisef a Chamish. The Chamish you could be Moisef Mikoldovo. Al Kesef Erkecho, a Chamish and the Kesef of the value of the Hegdish. So the Kesef Erkecho is speaking about the Keren. That's what the Kesef Erkecho. In the Kesef Erkecho and the Kesef Erkecho, we make a klal prat a klal. The Kesef is speaking about how much the Hegdish is worth. So the klal prat a klal is speaking about the Keren, how much the Hegdish is worth. The Yosef Chamishis, he should be Moisef a Chamish al Kesef Erkecho. So the Kesef Erkecho is the prat, and the Chamishis could be Mikoldova. So therefore the Gemara clears a Shailim. Therefore, the Gemara clears a shaila if the chaimish could be kark, it could be the whole klal prata klal is only on the keren and not on the chaimish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Yochel yoitzei odom yedeichei vosoi beteben shaloi niskar. I would have a havamine that one could be yoitze with tevel. That was not niska. Frek the gemore, kol tevel nami holoi niska. What do you mean tevel shaloi niska? That's a taich tevel that you want misak in the tevel. Elo betevel shaloi niskan kol tzolchoi. Now I would think you could be yoitze with a tevel that was not niskan completely. Shenotlo mimenu trumigdoilo. Wemafresh trumigdoilo, bloy notlo menu trumis maisa. Maisa rishin, bloy maisa shaini. Afilu maisa roni minayin. So how do you know that you're not yoitze mitzvah smatze? Talmud loima, loy seichel olof chomets. Mi sheisuroi mishum bal toichel olof chomets. If when it is chomets, it's osar als chomets. Then you mekay mitzvah matzah. Yotza ze, she'ein isure mishum bal toichel chometz, ela mishum bal toichel tevel. But by tevel, you're not, when it's chometz, you're not over on the iser chometz, you're over on the iser tevel. So if you have a pass, that if this would be chometz, you would not be over on the iser chometz. So then, when it's matzah, you're not mekay mitzvah matzah. Frek the Gemara, v'isure de chometz laheichan ozlo. What do you mean, if this would be chometz, you would not be over on the iser chometz? You'd be over on the iser chometz also. It's tevel and it's chometz. Omar Rav Sheishes, Omoni Rav Shimini, the Omar ein iser chalal iser. This barais is going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds an iser chalal iser, so the iser of chometz is not chalal the iser of tevel. And we have a drosha that you have to have such a matzah that if it's chometz, it would be osar als chometz. In tevel is not osar als chometz; it's only osar als tevel. Before we go further in the explanation of the drosha and to explain the beraisa, tells us. That the Beraisa tells us that one is not yoitze with tevel because of this drosha. And this drosha is only going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds in Issa Chalal Issa. The G'dayli HaRishonim, Taisves, Masechta Sukkah, the Ramban, the Ritve, all ask a kasha. Why do you need a drosha? The klal is a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. A mitzvah bo ba'aveira. If I'm eating tevel, so my mail it, Rashi said by the mitzvah mitzvah bo ba'aveira, before that was Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. It's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. By tevel, the rabbonah is a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So why do you need this drosha? Typically, it's mitzvah bo ba'aveira. There are a few terutzim to this kasha. Let us just say three yisoidistik terutzim. Taisvis in Sukke says because of this kasha, and the Ramban says it off a note, that the whole din of mitzvah b'aveir is ad rabon on the kedin. Min ha-teire doesn't, there's no, the mitzvah b'aveir is ad rabon on the kedin. Others, some emaila, the Gemara want to say that tevil is possible min ha-teire. Mit rabon, versteht sich, it's possible, but tevil is possible min ha-teire out of this drosha. That's one mahalach in Rishayim. There's another mahalach in Rishonim that the whole Indian of mitzvah bo baveire is only applicable by korbonis. It's bo leratzois. By ritzuyim, there's a psula mitzvah bo baveire. Al lulav hagozel, it's also bo leratzois. She make nanuim, letal edruches, latza ruches rois. Al lulav is also bo leratzois. Borim, which are boim leratzois, is a psula mitzvah bo baveire. But sta mitzvahs, is b'chal no psul of mitzvah bo baveir. That is a second mahalach in Rishonim. If we need a posik. And there's a third mahalach, a mu'im dike mahalach, that the Shagas Aryeh wants to say. Shagas Aryeh says as follows. Shagas Aryeh says that, he says, what is the kasha? It's a mitzvah bo baveir. So he says, well, why is it a mitzvah bo baveir? Let's say, esedei chaloi sasa. You have, let's say, by tevil. There's a law, you're not allowed to eat tevil. There's a mitzvah, mechuyev to eat matzah. So, memela, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is doicha, the law of tevil. What's that a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah fakel. Esa doicha loisase. A klein betzitzis, the mitzvah bo baveira chas v'sholof. Fakel, the mitzvah is doicha the loisase. Zok the shagis haye. No kasha. Why? Because, tevil is a loisase sheyesh by misa. So you don't say, Esadoicha loisasa sheyesh by misa. So Mela, we're back with the kash. So, obviously, it's not in Tchia. We say mitzvah bo baveira. But he says, tevil, that you were mafrish everything, and you weren't mafrish meiser oni, or meiser sheini, means from the Loshna Rambam, these tevils, if you were mafrish trumes, a meiser ishin, but you were not mafrish meiser sheini, or meiser oni, that tevil is only alav. That tevil is only allowed. Zuk the Shagas Aryeh, a beautiful shtick toyer. Zuk the Shagas Aryeh. So that's really pshat in the braisa. Yochel, I would think, yoitzi odem yidei chevosa betevil shaloi niskan, that you're not yoitzi betevil shaloi niskan. In fact, the gemor haloi niskan, tevil nan, shaloi niskan, kol tevil nami haloi niskan. This is must not, ala betevil shaloi niskan kol tzocha. I would think you're not yoitzi, but I would think you would be yoitzi. B'tevel shaloi niskan kol tzolchay. So that means the beraisa tzichavegishtel. On a tevel that was niskan b'miktas, and it wasn't niskan kol tzolchay. So I would think you'd be yoitze. Zuk teshagitaya, that is pshat in the beraisa. A tevel that you didn't take anything, or I don't need a beraisa to tell me you're not yoitze. It's a mitzvah bo baveira. Because tevel that was not niskan legamri, it's misa b'day shamayim. But what about a tevil shaloi niskan kol tzolcha? You took off trume. You took off maiserishin. But you didn't take off maiserishin. You didn't take off maiseroni. In this tevil, the Rambam says, is only a lav valme. So I would think you'd be yoitze, because here there's no mitzvah bo baveira. Because you say, yes, it's a chaloi sase. It's kamash melon, a posik. That's how the Shagas Aryeh wants to fa'emfer this problem of the sugya. It's beautiful in the Baraisa. There's just one or more nekude. The Shagas Aryeh asks, the whole gather of Esa Doicha Loisasa, Rish Lakish says, is when you say Esa Doicha Loisasa, if it's the Efshel Lekayim Shnei. If you can't do the mitzvah without being Oiv HaVeir, then you say Esa Doicha Loisasa. But if it's Efshel Lekayim Shnei, it's hard to do the mitzvah and not to be Oiv HaVeir, then you don't say Esa Doicha Loisasa. So he says, Oiv HaZoi Bimafrish Maiser Shaini, Bimafrish Maiser Oni. So what's the problem? So how can you say Esa Doicha Loisasa? So he says, that's no problem. It's speaking about he doesn't have a, he won't be left over with a Shia Kezayas. He only has a Kezayas Metzumtzum of Tevil. It will be Mafresh, Maiser, Sheni, or Maiser only, he won't have a Kezayas. So then it's Eev Shalakayim Shneim. So I would think, Taki say, Esa Doicha Loisasa. So therefore, the Beraisa says, but, and Chanami, you would say Esa Doicha Loisasa, but there's a new Psul, is a new psul of since if it would be chametz, you would not be over on the issa chametz. So therefore, if it is matzah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Let us see Rashi. Kol tevel nami lo yiske kushi, v'yafilu maiser oni, she'ein boi shum kedusha, dilu maiser rishin, is peitrumis maiser shi kedusha, v'maiser she'eini kule kodesh. Now, Rashi, it seems, also bothered what's it seems from the Beraisa that if you weren't Mafresh Maiserishin, that's Poshid Yodad Yoitze. Now, I need a Beraisa to tell me, I need the Beraisa coming to tell me that if you weren't Mafresh Maiser Oni, so you're also not Yoitze. So what is the difference between Maiserishin and Maiser Oni? So Rashi seems to be saying, Maiserishin, so it has in its Trumas Maiser, so it has a Kedusha. Maiser Shaini also has a Kedusha. From Rashi, we see, even though before you mafrish the Maiser Shaini, even though before you mafrish the Trumas Maiser, but that Kedusha is already Ma'urev in the Tevel. There's a potential Kedusha in the Tevel. But Maiser Oni doesn't have any Kedusha at all. That's how Rashi seems to be explaining the Maile of Maiser Oni over the others. Now, I don't understand what difference is it? Oser, it's also by all. So why should the Kedusha make a difference? If there's a Kedusha, it's Poshit, you're not Yoitze. If there's no Kedusha, even though it's Oser, I think you would be Yoitze. What difference is it if it's Kodesh, if it's not Kodesh? From Rashi, we see the Kedusha is a Poshit, a Sibah that you wouldn't be Yoitze. The Brais is coming to tell us, if it doesn't have Kedusha, you're still not Yoitze. Mi sheisurim mishum bal teichol chometz, ata yoitze bo yidei matze be Pesach, im oso o im matze. And here, there's no iser chometz on tevel. So the Gemara asks, why isn't there an iser chometz? So the Gemara says, because this price is going according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds an iser chalal iser. The sign here, Rab Shimon oimer, ha oichol nevele bi yoyim ha-kipurim. If a person eats nevela b'yoyim ha-kippurim, potter, so he's potter to bring, if he ate nevela and he was a shoygik on issa yoyim ha-kippurim, so the din is that he's potter from a kolbom chatas. Zog Rashi, oichol nevela b'yoyim ha-kippurim shoygik, he was a shoygik in yoyim ha-kippurim, potter mechatas, then issa yoyim ha-kippurim chal al issa nevela. Since it was already also alts nevela, so the issa yoyim kippur isn't chal. So that's very good if it was nisnablo me'erev Yom HaKippurim. So when Yom Kippur was chal, so the Issa Yom Kippur cannot be chal on the nevela because an Issa chal al Issa. But l'cheira oichel nevela b'Yom HaKippurim does not necessarily mean that it died erev Yom Kippur. It could be it died Yom Kippur. So l'cheira, if it died Yom Kippur, so l'cheira the Issa nevela was chal in Yom Kippur. So then the Issa Yom HaKippurim should have been chal before. Bim boy by yoim nis nablo afelohochi hoisa asure kaidim yeme kippurim mishem eva minachai. So Rashi says there was a different iser on it. There was an iser eva minachai on it. So erev yeme kippurim, this yeme kippur wasn't chal because it was also eva minachai. When it came yeme kippur, so mevelin later when the iser eva minachai fell off, then it's a nevela was chal. Let us see Taisus. Ha'oichel nevela b'yeme kippurim. Perish akuntres afilun nis nablo b'yoyim ha-kippurim lo'ichayla alo iser yoyim ha-kippurim reyavi lo iser evim min achay v'kosho l'ri, so l'ri says Rashi is very shver to ki poka iser evim min achay. As soon as the behemoth dies in Yom Kippur, so it's not osa anymore, it's evim min achay, so now yochel alo iser yoyim ha-kippurim nevela b'basachat. So now, the moida Rav Shimon, b'Issa b'Basachas, Rav Shimon is moida that Issa chal al Issa b'Basachas. So b'meila, so why isn't Yom Kippur chal? U'miyu yesh loim. So Tosfos does not like what Rashi says, because it should be chal b'Basachas. U'miyu yesh loim afilu nisnablo b'yoyim ha-kippurim, lo'ichayil alo Issa yoyim ha-kippurim. איסר שאין זבוח אבא בינמי מהיקורא והקטי לא יפוק אמינו. So Tosfos says that a behemah, there's an איסר, there's a lav abo מכלל עשי, it says, וזבחתו ואוכלתו. So the Pasuk is telling us that one is not permitted to eat a behemah without zviche. So, kolzman, there was no zviche, there was no shchita, it is also the talavabo mechlal asay. So, memele, so kolzman, the behemah was alive, there's a lavabo mechlal asay. And when the behemah died, there's still the lavabo mechlal asay, because it's zavachta viachalta. So this lavabo mechlal asay is existent in the behemah b'chayel, is existent in the behemah lachem misoso. So memela, so this lava bo mechlal asay prevents the Issa Yom Kippurim from being chal. This is Shitas Atosfos. It sounds very good. Rabbi Chanan fragt a bomba from Akash and Atosfos. Fragt Rabbi Chanan, if there is a lava bo mechlal asay on every behemah, so how is, when it dies, how is this in the Vela Chal? How is this in the Vela Chal on the Issa Reini Zavuach? Just like Yom Kippur can't be chal, how could this in the Vela be chal? That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. And Be'emerson, Tosfos in Shvuos Tavchov Dalet asks a similar kasha. There's a shaila in the Gemara if you say Beheime Bechayeho La'ivorim Oimedes Oilav La'ivorim Oimedes. That shaila is as follows. That means, if a person will eat, let's say you have a small bird, and a person will eat a small bird, will eat the bird, he won't separate an eva from the bird and eat it. He'll eat the whole bird together. Is the eva the isser of eva minachai, yes or no? So there's a shaila. One man the yama holds, behema b'chayeha la'ivorim emedes. It's called, even though he didn't separate one eva from the other, it's called. So you have a lot of eivorim over here. Another man the yama says no. You know when this Eva Minachai is Chal? This Eva Minachai is Chal when you separate a neighbor, then it's called Eva Minachai. So Tosfos and Shvuos asks on this Teretz, so how is this Eva Minachai Chal? Because it's also Tein Zavuach. If there's an Yisrael Zavuach, therefore Tosfos and Shvuos is Chaylik, and Tosfos holds there's no such Yisrael Zavuach. This we have to know, this is a Chiddush of our Tosfos. There's an Yisrael Zavuach. Now, in this Chiddush, even though in our Gemara it's Gevaldik good, but there's a lot of problems how the Yisrael Eivim in Achai is Chal on the Beim, and the Yisrael Nevela is Chal on the Beim. Al Koponim, the Gemara said that our Barais is going according to Rav Shimon. Ravina Omar Afilu Taima Rabbonon. Could be that the Barais is going according to Rabbonon also. Aye, the Rabbonon hold Yisrael Chal al Yisrael. Say bazoi, if the Rabbanon hold Yisrael Chal al Yisrael, so by Tevel, it is also Osar al Chometz, because Yisrael Chal al Yisrael. Now the drosh is as follows. Mi she isuroi mishum bal toichal chometz bilvat. Only you have such a matter, you are yoytze, if when it is chometz, the only iser on the chometz is the iser chometz. Yotzo ze she'ein isurei mishum bal toichel chometz bilvat. It's if it's tevel, so there are two isurim on it when it is chometz. Ela af mishum bal toichel tevel. Af mishum bal toichel tevel. Fragt die Gemara midi bilvat ksi? Does it say in the pasuk it only has to be an iser chometz? The pasuk says, when it's chometz, there has to be an iser chometz. Does it say in the pasuk there only has to be an iser chometz? Ela machvarta k'derav sheishes. So the best pshat is that the Barais is going according to Rav Shimon, where Rav Sheishes said. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, midi bilvat ksiv, kro mashme, zechol mish isa chometz noig by ato yoytze by mishumatze. As long as there will be an isa chometz. So memele, so machvarte kedarav sheishes. Min agavuche, Rashi lemaise, all along, said like Ravine. Rashi in the Mishnah explained by Trume, Rashi said, מי שאין מוסר על חימוצי אלו משום חומץ את היוצא בו ידי חי וסמצא. אז רשי עם המשנה, רשי דף למת הימד בייס בית מי, רשי סז, ואמרינים לכמון מי שאיסורי משום בל תויכל חומץ לבדוי את היוצא בו לשום מצא. רשי כסי זה לרנט לייק רבינם. זה ביסל מודנט. Because Rashi did not want to say that the Mishnah is going Shalei Libe de Hilchese. We don't pass them like Rab Shimon. We hold this a Chalali, so that's why Rab Shimon, we don't pass them as Rab Shimon that holds Einis a Chalali. So therefore Rashi wants to say the Mishnah according to Ravine, even though the Gemara says, Machvarte Kedar Rab Sheishis. Dvar Shmuel brings down, others want to say, this won't help us on Rashi, but on the Mishnah it would help us. Others had a gilse, midi bilvad koma. Not bilvad ksiv, bilvad koma. That the Gemara means that when the Baraisa explained the drosha, the Baraisa did not mention bilvad. So from the Baraisa we see it is going according to Rab Shimon. Not that the Gemara means that you can't say the drosha could be bilvad. But the Baraisa, since the Baraisa does not mention Bilvad, so it's a right that Mechvalta, that the Baraisa is going according to Rab Shimon. But the Halacha, we can also hold of this Drosha, we'll explain the Drosha Bilvad. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Krom Ashme, Krom Ishisa Chometz Noing Vayata Yoitze Boi Mishum Matzu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tono Rabon. Yochel Yoitze Odom Yedei Chivosoi Bemaiso Sheini Birushalayim. I would think you could be Yaitse with Maisa Shani in Yerushalayim. Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. Talmud Loima Lechem Oini, the Gemara Darshan's Ma'ashen Nechal Ba'aninus. You have to have such a matzah, such a lechem, that an oinon is permitted to eat it. Yotzozeh Shani Nechal Ba'aninus Elo B'simcha. Maisa Shani is not eaten Ba'aninus. Oyechalti Ba'oini Mimenu. So memele, and by matzah you need lechem oini lechem shenechol ba'aninus. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds. Rabbi Kiva oimer, matzahs, matzahs, ribe. No, there's a riboy of matzahs, that maisa sheni also yoitz. Imkei matam odloimer lechem oini. So what do you darshan with the lechem oini? Prat le'iso shenilusho b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash. Lechem oni. It shouldn't be a rich bread. So memele, matzah shira, you're not yoitze. My time at Rabbi Kiva. Why does Rabbi Kiva, why is he malbe for matzahs, maiser sheinin is memayit matzah shira? So Rabbi Kiva said, "Mi ksiv lechem oini, oni ksiv." You have to cheshben with the ksiv, not with the kri. There's a ksiv also. The ksiv is ayin on yud. So the ksiv is oni. So memele. So therefore, we're memayit from this posik the way the ksiv is matzah shira. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, "Abu mi korinen oni." But the kri is not oni. Oini korinen. Rabbi Kiva, "Hai de korinen be oini kedishmu." The Omar Shmu lechem oini lechem shoinim olav dvorim harbe. So the kertz Rabbi Kiva is miyashiv the kri, is miyashiv the ksiv. The ksiv is to be mamayit matza ashire. And the kri is lechem she'einem olav dvorim harbe. Zogt Rashi. Mi she'nechol ba'aninus she'muter lo'oich lo'ik shu oinon. You permit it either when you're oinon. D'roish bo'i lechem oini, u'maisu she'einen e'nechol ba'aninus, d'chsiv le'achalti bo'ini mimenu. Mi ksiv oini bevo, d'sishma minei oini, aloshen aninus, it's oni ksiv. It must is what you do with the kri. She oinim olav dvorim halbe, she goimrim olav es ahalo, va oimrim olav hagod. Now, this is lochayra ashvera Rashi. Rashi says, she goimrim olav es ahalo. Now, when we're goimed the halo, the lochayra, there's no matzah around. Lechem she oinim olav dvorim halbe, שגוימרים עולב אסהלו. And the Briska Haggadah, they bring down Pshat, they bring down this Rashi, and they bring down as follows, that the Emerson, there are two halachas. There's one halacha that we say in the Haggadah, Yochel mi ba'oid yoyim, amuloyma ba'bur ze, b'shor sheish matza umorir monochim lefonecha. Now, the Baal HaGodah is speaking about when is the Zman of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yochel mi Rosh Chodesh, tamaloyma ba'oid yoyim, imayoyim, afilu ba'oid yoyim, tamaloyma ba'bur ze, b'shor sheish matza umorir monochim lefonecha. So that is telling us a Zman. When the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim is b'shoshesh matzah morim. So this man can be when there's the be'erev toichlo matzahs, when there's a mitzvah to eat matzahs, then there's a mitzvah the sapa b'yitzias Mitzrayim. That's one halacha. That's a zman. Ba'avur zeh. But then we have another halacha. Lechem sha'inim olav dvorim harbei. Lechem sha'inim olav dvorim harbei. So l'chayre, it would seem from this halacha is like the Briska Rav, but just like we have by Kiddush, there's a din zochreyu al hayayim, but it means that the Kiddush has to be said al yayin. You have to have yayin in front of you, in your hand, in front of you when you say Kiddush. Lechem sha'oinim olav dvorim harbei, that b'shas sipur, there has to be lechem in front of you. It's not only to tell me the Shah, but it has to be in front of you. So the Briska Rav, afilu after you were Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, that's Achilas Matzah, that's a mitzvah of Achila. But there's still a mitzvah of Halal. And the Halal also has to be said, Al Matzah. That when you say Halal, the Halal has to be said on Matzah. So we have a Gemalda Kalimut from over here. That means after we finish, Birchas Hamazon, one should make sure there still should be Matzah al Hashulchan. And he wants to say with this Pshat in the Tesefta says, the Psamaisa of Tanoim, that they were Mesapa Bitzis Mitzrayim Koloisei Halayla. Kivin Sha'ola Hashacha Higbiyu Hashulchan. And then it says that he went to Davin. So he says, what is Pshat in the Baraisa? Biyu HaShulchan. He says, that's what the Baraisa wants to tell you, because the whole night the Shulchan was there. Because the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be Al Matzah Lechem Sha'inim Olav Dvorim Harbei. As soon as it came, Alois HaShachas, so there's no more mitzvah of Sipur, so Biyu HaShulchan, you cannot get start cleaning up the table. So they took away the table, and then they started doing other mitzvahs. Zog Teisves, oini karinem bei. Frag Teisves, voho de gabi lulev, kula alme moide de kapas ksiv, vloi oma kapois karinem, mit tare chnei lulovim, detail. Here Rabbi Yosek Lili tained that you don't look at the ksiv, you have to look at the kri. The kri is oini, so memele, so it's a lechem, but an oin on his mutter to eat. There, the Gemara says, how do you know that one lulav is sufficient? Because the ksiv is kapas, even though, so that's a kapas tamorim, one kaf of a tamor. You don't need kapos. Oi mari, mishum dohosom samchinen akro pri eitzhoda, Lemash me elochad lekach meidahosim kolam de doshinin mesayres. So the Kapas Tamorim in Masech the Sukkah explains this Taisus as follows: that be'emison, if you look in the Seder Aposik, lekachtem lachem b'yom arishim pri yitzhodo veKapas Tamorim, the Posik started off with an esrik. Now lachay al pi cheshbin, the Posik should have started off with the lulav. Why? Because just like the brocha, we make the brocha on Atilas Lulav, because the Lulav is Gavoya Shabbat, the Lulav, there's three mitzvahs, Lulav, Hados Varovev, and the Esrik is only one. So why didn't the Pasuk start off with Lulav, not with Esrik? So Taisus is saying the reason the Pasuk started off with Esrik was to tell us that to be Masmech Lulav LeEsrik, just like Esrik is one, so Lulav is also one.
So the mele, so the gilui, so the so that's what Taisa says. I'm reading the hosam some chinam akro priyetz hoda lemash melachad. That forkert the smiches of kapas to priyetz hoda is to be megala that here we go basel the mesayres basel the ksiv and not basel the kri. Sagt the Gemara weiter. Besover Rabbi Kiva, Isa shani loyshe b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash loy, v'osanye, that Yesh is not allowed to, v'osanye, we learned as follows, ein loshen Isa b'pesach b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash. One is not permitted in Pesach to make a Isa of Yayin v'shemen u'dvash. V'im losh, what if he did it, am gamlil oimel tisoref miyad, you have to burn it. You don't have to burn it, you can eat it. But Omar, let us see what's this machlokes so far. So Rashi says as follows. Ein loshen es eise shel matzois b'yayin b'shemen u'dvash nishe kroive u'memaheres lahachmetz. It will become chometz very quickly. Ve'ein odom yochel l'shoimro. You can't watch it. Lefichoch im losh tisoref meyad. So if you were losh, you have to burn it right away. This is chometz. You have to burn it. Ubemoyet koma. Now Rashi says, this halacha is speaking about mchalamoyet. V'loy biyomte, lahavore shaloy letzoyrechi. In yomtev, you're not allowed to burn it because it's a havore shaloy letzoyrech. Now this Rashi is a problematic Rashi. The Tzlach explains Rashi, what does Rashi mean? He says as follows. Number one, this is a memra of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds, that he doesn't hold Ein V'yachomet al Esreif, he holds Hashbasose B'chol Dov. You don't have to make Esreif like Rabbi Yehuda. So Memele, number two, Rashi Shita is a fellow according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole mitzvah of Esreif is Shoshishis. But from Shoshvius and Vaitash Basose Becholdova. So Memele, so Rashi is telling us that you can't say Tisoreif is speaking about Inyontev, because it's Havore Shaloy Letzoyrech. It's Shaloy Letzoyrech. You need a Mechuyif to burn it. Tashbisa you'll keep in Mekai Mash Basose Becholdova. So why should you burn it? So it's called Havore Shaloy Letzoyrech. That's what the Tzlach says. Now, number one, there's one problem. The mitzvah eisen asks amoyre de kekashe. That Rashi Shita is in Beye, that there's a klal of mitoich. Rabbi Gamliel holds mitoich. That mitoich shehutro letzoyrech, hutro nami shaloy letzoyrech. He'll have to do meleches yontev shaloy letzoyrech. Rashi Shita Shalei Letzeich means Shalei Letzeich Klal. There's no Tzeich whatsoever, you're also allowed to do it. So fact that so it's Havore Shalei Letzeich. So what? Havore Shalei Letzeich is also Mutter. If you hold Mitoich, Am Gamliel does hold Mitoich. That's one kasha. So another kasha bothered me that if there's no need to burn it, it's called Shalei Letzeich. The class is really, you'll get rid of it, Rashi didn't say you shouldn't get rid of it, but you shouldn't, it says tisore. Tisore if you shouldn't do, because that's Havore Shaloy Letzoyrech. So Shteitach and Rashi are Yisod. That if you hold Hashbasosi Becholdov, there's no need to burn it. Why should you burn it? So Nyontov, you're not allowed to burn it. So speaking about Chalamoy. So why does he say tisore from Chalamoy? If you don't need to burn it, why does he say tisore? Get rid of it. There's no mitzvah to burn it. So why does he say tesoref? Say, get rid of it, whatever the lashon is. Whatever you do in yontev, you get rid of it. We had a lashon in the Mishnah, mefarig zeruach matl yom. It says what you do with it. So why does he say tesoref? That's l'chayre shver. Then I had a shtikel ha'ore, another ha'ore. The Ma'adim Ismanim brings down from the Chazaynish, Amo'im de Kechumre. Chazanish Namudei Oyer said that if you hold Meleches Chalamoid is Osel Min HaTeire, so a Meleche Shaloi Letzoirech is Osel Min HaTeire and Chalamoid. Therefore, let us see what this means. So this means that Chazanish said that a person has to be Boidek his pockets before he goes out Chalamoid. He has to see what's in his pockets. If he needs it, if there's a Tzoirech HaMoid there, if he has a ticket, he has a parking ticket in his pocket, and he doesn't need the parking ticket chalamoid, so take it out of your pocket before you go out. So the Chazanish says, that a meloche shaloi letzoirich is osar and chalamoid also. So lechayre, so what did Rashi say like this? It can't be speaking about yontif, because it's a meloche shaloi letzoirich. So speaking about the chalamoid, and chalamoid also a meloche shaloi letzoirich, if it's shaloi letzoirich, so Mamela is so why is in Mutter and Chalamoid? So Lachir Akapon would have a raya from this Rashi that a Meloche Shalayla Tzairach is Mutter and Chalamoid. Let's go further. Ula Reish Lokish Ta'oma La'el Mei Peiris Ein Machmitzim Pektach Rashi. Lachir was speaking about Mei Peiris. So it's Ein Machmitzim. So why? What's the problem? Like kosher hach, the EU he means ain't chayovim al chemutzay koris kama. He means you're not chayiv koris for lehavi chometz gomo, el chometz nukshe havi kloy mera. For oisei chimutzay memarim lahachmetz v'efshel l'shoyma. So Rashi says ain't chanami. This was the first sheet that Tosi brought down lamed hamed beis. That take even though it's chometz nukshe, but chometz nukshe is also belav. So Memele, Rashi Shita Vaiter in the beginning of Eloivim, Yehiva Bar Yeron, Chometz Nukshe. So Memele, there's a din of Tisorif, you have to get rid of it. V'chachomim oimrim tei ochel, v'kosovi efshe l'shoimro. You're allowed to eat it. That's what the Rashi Yosef says, according to Rashi, you're allowed to be losh also. It's not ekvel, you can efshe l'shoimro. V'hochi loi garsinen miyad, you should eat it right away. The mishenefe loy tachmet. You don't, if it was baked already, it didn't become chametz, it won't become chametz afterwards. So tayochi, you're allowed to eat it. And it could be allowed to be loshed also, according to Rashi. It's possible to watch it, it shouldn't become chametz. So we have a machlekes, the Rambam Gamliel, the Tanna Kamma. Rambam Gamliel and we have here as follows. I'm going to tell you that the Ramliel and the Chachamim. The Ramliel holds the Sarif Miyad, it's the Efshel Lashamroi, and the Chachamim hold Yei Ochel, and it could be, it's the Efshel Lashamroi. But Omer Rabbi Kiva, now Rabbi Kiva said, Shifti Hoysa Eitzel Rabbi Lezva Rabbi Yeshua. I was once Yontef by Rabbi Lezva Rabbi Yeshua. V'lashti Lahem Ise B'yayin V'shem and Advash, Le Omer Li Dovo. They didn't tell me anything. So Rabbi Kiva seems to be saying, he's like he's bringing a raya to the Chachomim, that there's no problem. I made a nisa with Yain Shem and Advash, didn't tell me you have to burn it, didn't tell me not allowed to be losh, gonish, but gonish gezot. So, shtike kaido, vaistais it's good. So vaistais Rabbi Lezer Yeshua also hold that there's no problem, efshel l'shamoy. Now, this paraisa continues, v'af al pi she'ein loshin, Mekatven boy. Now, even though we said you're not losh with mei peiris, but a person is permitted to coat the matzah with mei peiris. A son l'tanakama. This is going according to Tanakama. Tanakama said ain loshin, because that's yefshel shomre. But if the lisha was with mayim, and you just losh the top of the matzah with mei peiris, that's no problem. Lachomim oimrim, esh loshim boy, mekatfim boy, vesh ain loshim boy, ain mekatfim boy. No, if you're not allowed to be losh, you're not allowed to be katavid. Vishovit, but everyone holds ain loshin eso iso bepoishre. You're not allowed to be losh and iso with lukewarm water, because lukewarm water is zicher e efshel shomre mechimut, so memele. So everyone holds down to be losh bepeish. So what is the kasha? The kasha is, he says, we learned before, Rabbi Kiva darshan from lechem oini, that we might matzah shira prat le'isa shenilusha b'yayim v'shem and advash. This was a besondere isa to eat matzah shira. And here the Gemara brings a maise. Here the Gemara brings a maise that he was losh b'yayim v'shem and advash. This price is God speaking about isa chimutz. But what's with the bivat v'afalon the isa of matzah shira? So the Gemara says loy kasha o b'yontav rishin. Or beyond the shiny. Kedamul Rabbi Yeshua libnei yoy mekame leisalushali bechelba. The first day yontiv told pilosh with milk. It's matzah shire. Bekan veilach lishalui bechelba. But after the first day, you can make me milk a kematzah. In fact, the Gemara vasanya in loshna seisa becholov bimlosh kol apas asurim nehelga veire. You're not allowed to because people forget that it's milchik. And they'll eat it with fleishiks. Elohi kama, yemekamalei solushali bedufshe, not cholove dvash. Mikanveilach lushali bedufshe. Biboy yisayim aloilam bechelbo. Kadama ravine kein ture, shor yachanami kein ture. That means if you make a small matzah the size of a eye of a shoyer, some emela that they want geyser because it's very small, will be eaten up right away, so you don't have to be afraid that they might come to eat it with basal. Zot Rashi. Shifti hoisa, shvisosi hoisa regal Pesach, echod eitzel rabelez rabbi Yeshua. Bekatvin tochin poner la'acha arichoso. You code it. Poishrin memayin la'achmetz. Yoim rishoin, laylo horishoin, shamatsa choivo, ba'inan lechem oini. In loshan isa b'cholov kol yemei sashone shlo yechol bosarimo. Ke'ein ture ma'at ke'ayin shol shoyer muta lolosh b'cholov. Dochele miyad bebas achas. Le'mashele, he doesn't leave it over the linchi, he should forget shen nilush b'cholov. Now, the vort from the briske rov al Rambam, there's it's meduyik in other Rishonim also. And could be this is Pshat and Rashi also. The Gemara asked Akashe, according to Rabbi Kiva says, Lechem Oini, Lechem, that Lechem Oini means Lechem Oni, that it's also im Losh B'yayin Shem and Advash. So the Gemara asks, so how is he able to Losh for Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua? So you need Lechem Oni. So what was the Havamin of the Gemara? So in Rishonim it says, Klor, the Havamin of the Gemara was, it says, Shivas Yomim Teichol Olov Matzis Lechem Oni, at the Ksiv, that is an Iser to eat Lechem Oni 7 days. It is easy to eat Matzah Shira 7 days. Shiva Shomim Teichel Olav Matzis Lechemoni. You have to eat Lechemoni for 7 days. So the Gemara asked Akashe, what's Pshat Rabbi Kiva made Matzah Shira? So the Havamid of the Gemara, you see, claw that there was an Issa. Now what was the Gemara Machadish? The Gemara answered, Ha Beyond Tavrishin, Ha Beyond Tavshein. So the Briskerov says in the Rambam, it could very well be, according to Rashi also, that the Gemara did not fall off from this. There is an Issa. You're not allowed to eat. You have to eat lechem oni in not matzah shir. There's an Issa to eat matzah shir. But that its Issa is only Yom Rishon. Could be the first day Pesach or could be the first night Pesach. But there's an Iser. The Biskarov is Medayk from the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam says, Kesedit, there's an Iser to eat Matzah Ashire. And then the Rambam says, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah if you eat Matzah Ashire. So the Biskarov is Medayk from the Loshna Rambam. There are two inyonim. There's an Iser to eat Matzah Ashire, and you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Erev Teuchel Matzah if you eat Matzah Ashire. So the Iser could be applicable the whole night. Others had a minig that even though they eat knedlach, by the Seder they don't eat knedlach. So what's pshat in this minig? Not the Isser Chometz is the whole Pesach. But it could be the Lachaish as the Isser of Lechem Oni. This is in the Matzah Shire. And Matzah Shire is Taka Osser. It could be that is pshat what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Yoim Rishin, Laila Horishin Shah Matzah Choyva, Be'inan Lechem Oni. Rashi does not say the Kizayis has to be of Lechem Oni. The Laila Rishin, the first night, what's it say, the first night? That night when there's a chiv to eat matzah, and that night, bo'in and lechem oine, you only permitted to eat lechem oine. And matzah shira is also.